Joe, J-O, Brisby, B-R-I-S-B-Y, 428-54. Today is 1-9-2025. Our patient is a 71-year-old woman with history of senile degeneration of the brain and Alzheimer's dementia. Patient was diagnosed some years ago. Her condition has gotten worse. She was found in a fetal position laying on her bed at the time of our visit, period. In the paragraph, she's been married before, but right now she's not married. She lives with her daughter, Rosalyn, R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, and her daughter, Rokeisha, R-O-E-K-E-I-C-H-A, period. In the paragraph, she suffers from hypertension, diabetes, history of senile degeneration of the brain, has had a history of weakness, left-sided stroke, diabetes, hypertension, period. She is considered to be end-stage Alzheimer's with aspiration syndrome, decreased appetite. She tries to eat, but she has issues with choking spells. She's had numerous falls in the past, and she's had protein-calorie malnutrition, period. Her daughter tells me that her biggest problem is her sundowner syndrome. She's currently taking Seroquel 25 at bedtime, Zyprexa 2.5 milligram, Trazodone 50, and Losartan for her sundowner syndrome. Then she also takes Losartan 100 milligram, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram, and Glibride 1 milligram for her blood sugar, period. Her blood sugars are well controlled at 1 milligram Glibride because she eats so little at this time period. In the paragraph, the Zyprexa, the Trazodone, and the Seroquel is not working. I've discussed this with the DON, and the DON is going to talk to the medical director regarding a better medication profile, especially for her symptoms, period. She has had urinary tract infection, as I mentioned, which is the end-stage findings of patients with end-stage Alzheimer dementia, period. Surgery, she's had gallbladder surgery, hysterectomy. Social, never been a heavy smoker. She was a heavy smoker and drinker at one time, but she hasn't smoked and drank for years. She has two children and four grandkids. Family history is positive for diabetes, myocardial infarction, and MI. Allergy on medication, as was mentioned, Seroquel 25 at bedtime, Zyprexa 2.5 at bedtime, Trazodone 50 milligram at bedtime, Losartan 100 milligram a day, Glibride 1 milligram a day. Patient's vital signs today are as follows: 146 over 88, pulse is 93, respiration is 18, O2 sat 98%. Heart positive, swan positive, respiratory.
You look great.
Her abdomen is soft, lungs are clear, skin shows no rash around mucosa with hand lesion. Patient responds by 1 to 2 word answers. She's in a fetal position. She's laying on her bed. Assessment number one, 71-year-old woman with end-stage Alzheimer's dementia found in a fetal position. 1 to 2 word, speaks 1 to 2 word, which puts her at FASD of 7C. She's bad bowel and bladder incontinence. She doesn't walk anymore. She has ADL dependency, total and completely, including change of diaper, toileting, and taking care of her, which happens by her daughter, Rosalyn, period. She has decreased appetite, protein-calorie malnutrition, has had falls in the past, but no longer able to ambulate. And she also has agitation, severe sundowner syndrome, which we discussed above, period. She also has issues with the history of stroke, left-sided weakness of lacunar type, period. Urinary tract infection has been recurrent regarding her end-stage Alzheimer's dementia. She also has very little appetite. She still tries to eat, but has symptoms consistent with aspiration, which once again is noted in end-stage dementia patients, period. Patient's family would like to keep her as comfortable as possible at home. She's no longer able to go to the physician's office to get her medications refilled, and hospice and palliative care would be very helpful and would be essential in keeping her at home and keeping her comfortable at this time till she passes on, period. Would estimate KPS score at 40%, period. MAC was not reported and or measured today. Thank you.